Please introduce your witness, Mr. O'Brien.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Our first witness would be Mr. Gary Murray, and Mr. Murray would be affirmed. If we could.
Okay. Save me a question there, Mr. O'Brien.
What's that?
So you saved me a question.
There you go.
Good morning, Mr. Murray.
Good morning.
Do you affirm that the evidence to be given by you shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, Mr. O'Brien.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Murray, would you please introduce yourself for the board, please?
Good morning. I'm Gary Murray, President and Chief Executive Officer of Newfoundland Power.
And you'll introduce the general rate application on behalf of the company. Do you adopt Section 1, the introduction, as your testimony?
Yes, I do.
Are there any changes you wish to make to the pre-filed testimony and exhibits at this time?
No, there are not.
How long have you been the President and CEO of Newfoundland Power?
I've been President and CEO of Newfoundland Power since August 1st, 2020. Prior to that, I was Vice President of Customer Operations. My utility experience started when I joined Newfoundland Power in 2002.
And Mr. Murray, it's been 8 years since Newfoundland Power was last before the board in an in-person hearing. Can you give the board some highlights of the company's performance over that period?
Yes, I can. Over the last decade, Newfoundland Power has continued to maintain stable, reliable operations for our customers. The reliability of our electrical system has remained consistent and better than the Canadian average. Customer satisfaction has been consistent since 2016. Company's safety record has improved, with last year being our safest year on record for our employees. There have also been some historic events and milestones experienced by both us at Newfoundland Power and the provincial utility sector at large.
Can you provide us with some examples of these historic events and milestones?
Absolutely. The first milestone was the successful implementation of our new customer service system in 2023, which was the largest capital project in our history. The project was forecast to take 3 years and cost $31.6 million. It was completed on time and on budget, while maintaining service continuity for our customers. I'm very proud of how our employees were able to complete this generational transition. The second landmark is the commissioning of the Muskrat Falls project by Newfoundland and Labrador Hydro. The connection of the island interconnected system with the North American grid is another generational change we are navigating. Completion of the $13.5 billion project comes with reliability and cost pressures for our customers. And the third significant event we all experienced, of course, is the COVID-19 pandemic. The pandemic began to impact Newfoundland and Labrador in the spring of 2020. Not long after that, I started my tenure as President and CEO. Despite the significant challenges imposed by the public health emergency, we were able to adapt quickly. We came through the pandemic safely and without any negative impacts on the service we provide to our customers.
Did the pandemic have any lasting effects on your operations?
Global events like the pandemic and the war in Ukraine have had two significant impacts on our operations. The first is the effect on supply chains and the cost of materials. In my view, supply chains continue to be stressed post-COVID. We see longer lead times for procuring parts and equipment for everything from line trucks to power transformers to meters. The company has had to adjust our approach to capital planning to account for longer lead times on equipment. One way we're doing this is by utilizing more multi-year projects. The second significant impact is on inflation. In June 2021, the rate of inflation was expected to be 5.8% from 2020 to 2023. Actual increases were significantly higher at approximately 17%. Inflation turned out to be 11.2% higher than forecast. We've also seen significant impacts of inflation on the cost of equipment. For example, since 2020, the cost of a substation power transformer has nearly doubled, and the cost of a pole-mounted transformer has increased by nearly 60%.
Has this been a challenge for you?
Well, we certainly see the effects of inflationary pressures on our operating costs. We are not alone in that. In 2023, our actual non-labor operating costs were affected by higher rates of inflation. Following the pandemic, many sectors also saw increases in labor costs. Most of the utilities in Atlantic Canada are seeing similar wage increases from 2023 to 2026.
What about the Muskrat Falls project? Has it presented any challenges for Newfoundland Power?
Yes, the recently announced rate mitigation plan will result in an annual 2.25% increase in customer rates every year up to and including 2030. So our customers are now seeing the recovery of Muskrat Falls cost. In addition to near-term rate increases of over 15%, reliability concerns associated with the project have also come into focus since the last time we were before the board.
But can you please elaborate on the reliability concerns associated with the Muskrat Falls project?
Yes. Newfoundland Power is unique in that it depends on a single supplier, Hydro, for 93% of the electricity we provide to our customers. The outlook of Hydro supply reliability on the island changed in 2022. In its update to the reliability and resource adequacy study, Hydro indicated lower reliability assumptions for the Labrador Island Link than originally expected. We have also seen damage to the Lille over the past few years due to storms, conditions, and material failures. As a result, Hydro has identified the need to continue relying on the 50-year-old Holyrood Thermal Generating Station until at least 2030. The possibility of a loss of supply from Hydro during the winter months presents a risk to our operations. Addressing the reliability of the Lille, as well as the future adequacy of generation on the island, is expected to result in additional costs for our customers over the long term. These include costs associated with the need to continue operating Holyrood, building permanent backup for the Lille, and building additional future sources of supply for the island. The overall expense could be significant.
So it's clear there are cost pressures on customer rates. What is Newfoundland Power doing to manage its own costs?
We consider costs in everything we do. We know that these are challenging times for our customers. As I've said, we are experiencing inflation that is higher than it has been in decades. And we know that customers are experiencing that pressure as well. In terms of cost management, Newfoundland Power seeks to achieve cost control and operating efficiencies that are sustainable over the long term. This contributes to our ability to provide least cost, reliable service to our customers.
So you mentioned productivity achievements in your labor costs. Have you been successful in achieving operational efficiencies elsewhere?
The record shows that we've been successful in balancing our costs while maintaining reliability of service to our customers. Over the past decade, we've maintained the reliability of our electricity system at a consistent level while simultaneously reducing costs for our customers. Over the last 10 years, for example, we have reduced our operating cost per customer by approximately 9.5% on an inflation-adjusted basis. Over that period, customer satisfaction with our service delivery remained consistent. That shows we have met our customer service expectations while lowering costs.
Let's move to the specifics of this general rate application. What rate change is the company looking for in the application?
Newfoundland Power's base rates were last set in 2022. In this application, we are proposing a 5.5% increase in electricity rates effective July 1st, 2025.
So what are the primary drivers of this increase?
This rate increase is a result of two changes in the company's forecast cost of service. One, variations in Newfoundland Power's costs since our last GRA, and two, the proposed increase in the company's return on equity.
Well, tell us about the first driver, the changes in the company's costs.
Variations in the company's costs since 2023 account for 3.9% of the overall 5.5% increase.
How much of that 3.9% is attributable to increases in operating costs?
Only 1.6% is specifically due to changes in our labor and non-labor costs. The remaining 2.3% is a result of the continued investment in the electricity system and the effects of amortizations proposed in this application.
How do you address wholesale supply costs in the application?
Typically, as part of a general rate application, forecast electricity supply costs are reconciled with forecast revenue from customer rates during the test period. In this general rate application, however, we have not rebased forecast supply costs into 2025 and 2026 revenue requirements. This is due to the fact when we filed the application, there was uncertainty around the wholesale rate that would actually be in place during our test years. Our approach ensures power supply costs ultimately recovered from customers in 2025 and 2026 are based on the wholesale rates actually in effect in those years.
What impact does the proposed increase in your return on equity have on customer rates?
The return on equity accounts for 1.6% of our total proposed 5.5% interest in customer rates. Newfoundland Power's allowed return on equity of 8.5% is among the lowest for investor-owned utilities in Canada. Our expert cost of capital witness, Concentric Energy Advisors, recommends a fair return on equity of 9.85 and a common equity ratio of 45%. This is based on the fair return standard and their assessment of our business and financial risk. Together, the return on equity and equity ratio constitutes our cost of capital.
Why is the cost of capital important in Newfoundland Power?
Quite simply, we need the ability to raise capital at the lowest possible cost. Our business is capital intensive. Newfoundland Power is responsible for maintaining 9,500 kilometers of distribution lines, 2,100 kilometers of transmission lines, 131 substations, 23 hydro generating plants, and 6 thermal plants. The capital to fund these investments comes from a combination of equity and debt markets. In order to access capital at competitive rates, our cost of capital has to ensure fair return on investment. This keeps our debt costs low. And it is important that the company earn its allowed return. Actual results are ultimately what matters to investors and credit rating agencies. Ms. London will speak to the role of credit rating agencies in more detail.
How does the cost of capital impact your customers?
A fair return on investment keeps our finance costs low, and that keeps costs low for customers. A sound cost of capital also gives us the flexibility we need to keep investing in the electrical system. Our continual investment in our system ensures that we can continue to provide least cost, reliable electrical service to our customers.
As president of Newfoundland Power, how do you see the business risks facing the company?
Newfoundland Power's business risks remain largely consistent with those described in our last general rate application. Our business risks continue to be defined by long-standing factors. These include the company's small size, our limited financial flexibility, the fact we operate in a harsh operating environment, and the provincial economic outlook.
How does Newfoundland Power see the province's economic outlook?
The provincial economic outlook remains weak. Our economic indicators continue to lag behind the rest of Canada, including historically low forecast housing starts. With a weak economic outlook, customer growth is expected to remain low over the forecast period. Annual customer connections have decreased from a high of 5,000 in 2013 to a forecast of just 1,700 in 2026, a drop of over 60%. This makes the company's growth outlook more challenging going forward.
Mr. Murray, before we conclude your testimony, do you have anything else you wish to add?
As previously indicated, we have managed our cost and service reliability on a long-term sustainable basis. This has yielded tangible benefits for our customers. Continuing this focus will be increasingly valuable to our customers going forward. We remain committed to maintaining safe, reliable, and environmentally responsible service for our customers at the lowest possible cost.
Mr. Murray, does that conclude your testimony?
Yes, it does.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Do you want to take, we'll take maybe our half-hour break now, and then we'll move into the cross?
We're in your hands.
Is that okay?
All right, sure.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.